Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to conclude the third parak of Maseches Yevamos, so we are learning Mishnayos, Tes, and Yud. So in Mishnah Tes, we're going to talk about a case of Yibum, where there are three brothers, and none of them are married to sisters. They're just married to, you know, a normal family. You have three brothers, and they're married to three women who are not related to each other. Shlosha Achin, Nesun, Shalosh Nachrios. Three brothers married to three women who are not related to each other otherwise. Now they're sisters-in-law, but they are otherwise not related to each other. Umeisachad Mehen, and Reuven dies. Vasabah Hasheni Maimer. So Shimon does Maimer on Mrs. Reuven. Vameis, and then Shimon dies. So now there's Mrs. Reuven who had Maimer with Shimon, and there's Mrs. Shimon who was married to Shimon, and Levi's facing both of these women for Yibum Chalitza. So Harelu Chaltzos Velomis Yavmos. The halacha is that they both require Chalitza, but you can't do Yibum. Shenemar, because the pasuk says, Umeisachad Mehem, Yavamah Yavo Aleha, Sha'aleha Zikas Yavamechad, that only a woman who has a Zika because of one of the the brothers of the Yavam, Veloshala Zika Shnei Yavamin, but not with a widow who has a double bond, meaning Mrs. Reuven is now facing Levi as both Mrs. Reuven and as the new wife of Shimon. So because she had Maimer with Shimon, and therefore she cannot do Yibum, so she has to do Chalitza, and the Tzara also will have to do Chalitza. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon, however, disagrees. He says, Miyabe that no, you could do Yibum on either one of them, either Mrs. Reuven or Mrs. Shimon, and you could do Chalitza on the other one, because according to Rabbi Shimon, Maimer doesn't make a marriage at all, but he's not sure whether it creates according to Rabbi Shimon, Maimer does not make for a partial marriage. It either makes you fully married or it makes you not married at all. So if it makes you fully married, so then Shimon was fully married to both women, and the third brother could do Yibum with whichever one he wants. If it doesn't make you married at all, then Levi is facing Mrs. Shimon and Mrs. Reuven, because Mrs. Reuven is still Mrs. Reuven. So you could do Yibum on one of the widows, and the other one he'll do Chalitza on. So now that we spoke about three brothers, now we're going to talk about a case of two brothers married to sisters. Shnei Achin Nisuin L'Shtei Achayos. If you have two brothers married to two sisters, and one of the brothers died, and then the wife of the second brother died. So Reuven drops dead, and then Mrs. Shimon drops dead. Shimon can still not do Yibum with Mrs. Reuven, because at the time that Reuven dropped dead, Shimon was not able to do Yibum with Mrs. Reuven, since she was Achos Ishto at that time. Granted, since that time, Mrs. Shimon has dropped dead, so she's no longer Achos Ishto, but once they were Aser for a moment, they remain Aser forever. Now the last Mishnah talks about another halacha that potentially involves two brothers married to two sisters. Shnayim shekitchu shtei nashim. If you have two men who are mekadesh, two women who are not related to each other, ubeshas knisas in the chuppah hechlifu eshal zebzeh. And when they wanted to go into the chuppah to get fully married, they accidentally did a swap. One switched out his wife for the other one's wife. Veshal zelazeh. So harelu chayav mishamesh zish. So they're chayav to bring a korban chatos, even though it was by accident. Mishamesh zish. Hayu achin. If the two guys were brothers, Mishum Eshasach, then they're also Chayiv Mishum Eshasach, so a second Chatos. Vim Hayu Achayos, and if the two women were sisters, Mishum Isha El Achosa, then they're Chayiv for Achos Ishto. Vim Hayu Nidos, and on top of that, they were Nida as well, Mishum Nida, so this guy could win the Avera contest. So the Mishnah tells us other halachos relating to this case. Umafrishnos and Shlosha Chadashim. Before the women go back to their actual husbands, they have to be separated for 3 months. Shemimu Same, because we want to make sure that they're not pregnant, and we're going to need to do avchana to be able to know who the father is. But if they're not yet of age where they could potentially be pregnant, then they go back to their original husbands right away. And if the women were the daughters of Kohanim, nifsalum and atruma, they're not going to be allowed to eat truma, even if their husbands die without having a child. Normally, if a bas kohen marries someone, a Yisrael, and then that Yisrael dies, before they have any, there's no chatav any children, so she goes back to eating her father's truma. But over here, she had bia with someone who was an erva to her, and even though it was by accident, that will possible her from truma forever. So let's review today what we learned. Mishnah Tess, we learned about three brothers who are married to unrelated women, and Reuven dies, and Shimon does Maimer on Mrs. Reuven, and then Shimon dies. So both Mrs. Reuven and Mrs. Shimon, according to the Tanakhama, will do Chalitza and not Yibum, because if someone has a double Zika, you can't do Yibum. Rabbi Shimon, however, disagrees, and he says, nah, Levi could do Yibum with which whichever one he wants, and he could do chalitza with the other one. And then we said a case, if you have two brothers that are married to two sisters, and one of the brothers died, let's say Reuven dies, and then Mrs. Shimon dies, still Shimon is not allowed to do Yibum on Mrs. Reuven, because at the point that Reuven died, she was Achos Ishto. And then Mishnah Yud, we said that if two men are Mekadesh, two women, each one Mekadesh, one woman, and then they, at the time of Knesset L'Chuppah, they confused the women for each other, so each one took home the wrong wife, so they could be in violation of many sins. Certainly, Eshes Ish on the most basic level. If the two men happen to be brothers, it's also Eshes Ach. If the two women happen to be sisters, it's also Achos Ishto. If the women happen to be Nidos, it's also a violation of Nida. And when we swap them back and send them back to their original husbands, so we separate them out for 3 months because we're afraid that they might be pregnant. And if they're not Ra'ui Lele, they're too young to be able to be pregnant, so then we don't have to wait the 3 months. But if they are Kohanos, they're pasul from Truma forever, because even though they did this by accident and they thought they were going home with the right husband, but nevertheless, they're pasul from Truma forever. It's a psule kuhuna even when it's done by accident. So Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with the fourth paragraph of Masechta Yevamos, Perek HaCholitz.